part 3 of our coverage of Alex Boguski's keynote at Social Media Week.
So we're having a common pitch tonight in Brooklyn, if you don't know. And I hope that there's tickets available still. Yeah, so you can show up at the door and get in. It is super fun. And what we're theming this year's pitch around is this idea of collaborative consumption. So within the different models of social entrepreneurs, collaborative consumption is an important one. And it's based on collaboration. That was redundant. And it's based around this idea that there's enough stuff. Now we know for a fact that there's enough stuff. There's enough food, there's enough things. We just suck at distributing things. And one of the powers of social media is it's allowing us to begin to get really good at distributing the things that we have. Oddly enough, my neighbors, I live in a nice neighborhood in Boulder. Everyone can afford their own lawnmower. But three guys have gone in and on the block on one lawnmower. And they bought one used lawnmower. Now it's Boulder, we're kind of hippy-dippy like that. But you're seeing models like that. So tools is one of the things. Everyone has a power tool, right? Everyone has a drill. And yet how often do you use it? I use it all the time because I'm extremely macho, but not everyone does. Some people just use it once or twice a year. So wouldn't it be great if you could share those tools? And so social media is allowing for those kind of models. And we've asked for those kind of ideas for the New York pitch. So we put out a call and we said, who's got ideas built around collaborative consumption? And a bunch have come in. So here was the website. We've got some great partners. Social Media Week is a partner. Nokia is a partner. Reynolds is a partner. Who else? Since I'm running down the list, I might as well keep going. But Zimride is one of the presenting ideas. And everyone knows Zipcar, but what Zimride is, it's I actually invented this idea. And what I realized is I would drive along and I'd get on the highway and someone would get on next to me and then we'd drive for miles and miles and then we'd get off on the same exit and you're like, fuck, we should have been in the same car, right? What a waste. And so I invented this idea. Now, I never did anything about it, where these guys actually built it out. So I guess they get the most credit. And what Zimride does is it allows for basically digital hitchhiking. This idea, they were just on one of the news networks because of the IPO with Facebook. This idea works through Facebook because that way you can vet other people. It's really weird, you know, we all learned not to get in cars with strangers. Because if you hitchhike, what happens? You get killed and chopped up into little pieces and dumped into a canal every time you hitchhike. So it's bad. You know, one thing about the fear that we've been taught of each other, I think that's an interesting, for me, that's maybe the most interesting thing about what's happening with social media, is we're learning to socialize digitally and virtually, and we're beginning to say, hey, we can do it in real life, too. And you're seeing models like this. When I fly over the country and I look down and you see the design of what we created, as a designer, it just looks insane, right? Like somehow, how else other than fear could you convince everybody that they needed their own yard, their own fence, you know, their own play set, their own pool, their own, you know, whereas you could have taken all the structures, shoved them on one side, and everyone would have a park. On every block would have a park. But that wasn't what we needed, and so it wasn't what we created. Now we need something different, and I think that social media is part of that. So you'll see ideas like Zimride. This one I thought was really, really cool. Their notion is there's Wi-Fi everywhere, and a lot of it is from people, right? Many of you have your own Wi-Fi network, right? And we all walk around and we're locked out of all the Wi-Fi that's around us, that's completely surrounding us. So what if we could create a situation where you could take your Wi-Fi, put it into the system, and receive revenues from people that use your Wi-Fi as they move through the world? And we could all create this collaborative Wi-Fi network. This is huge. I hope it works. You hope it works? Is it your idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And you actually made it, or you just thought of it like I do? Okay, good.
Sign up, wifi.com.
Yeah. All right, commercial tonight. Spin Lister. This one is just, I mean, for me, it's kind of fun. There's going to be a bunch tonight. I've just highlighted a few. We know about things like Zipcar, but this is like Zipcar for bikes. I kind of hope this model goes into other markets other than the U.S. It feels like a really interesting model for developing nations. Good karma. If you've got kids and you've got kids' clothes, you know that like they're on the kids for days sometimes. And it's a huge waste to see what happens to all this clothing. So this is a community and an ability to move these clothes on to other people. This is not a collaborative consumption thing. It's a condom company. It'd be bad if this was collaborative consumption. But this is a company that will be one of the first common companies. We hope to announce that soon. And it's Sir Richard's, and they do a one-for-one. So for every condom you buy, a condom goes to a place of need. They are just about to send, I think, 500,000 condoms to Haiti based on their first year in business. So very cool. Yeah, awesome company. And they say one donated to a developing company, which makes even bad sex good sex. Really cool brand. I think they also have this ability to just kind of take the way we still have this puritanical weirdness about sex, and I think that, you know, having things like condom companies that are one for one, you know, maybe can lift some of that conversation out, and we can feel better about just getting it on and having a good time. Don't trust anybody over 26 years old. I don't really believe this, but I thought it was provocative. It's provocative. Put it up there. There is an interesting statistic, which is we get more and more intelligent as we age until we get to 18. Bummer. And at 18, we start to lose intelligence. So we're at our max intelligence at 18 years old. You're like, oh, fuck. I know. I hate the statistic. It's not like this, though. You know, it's sort of a gentle curve into Alzheimer's. And then we've got experience, right? And experience goes up and up and up. So, you know, we're on that track, baby. But where these two cross is at where both are at the optimum level, and where they cross is at 26. So at 26, you've garnered a lot of experience, enough experience, you've seen some things, and you're very, very intelligent. So 26 is where Einstein comes up with E equals MC squared. A lot of innovation, a lot of genius occurs at 26. And I think in the world of social entrepreneurs, there are amazing ideas coming from 26-year-olds and 30-year-olds and 35-year-olds. But there's a lot of young people that, different than our generation, they don't look at this and say, hey, we've got Ben and Jerry's, we're covered. There are kids that come into our office every day. I shouldn't call them kids. There are young people that come into, what do you like to be called? There are 26-year-olds and 27-year-olds, and they come into the office and they say, this is the kind of place I want to work in. These are the kind of companies I want to work in. And they don't care to work in any other sort of company. This is the only thing that they think makes sense, is to work on something that makes money and solves a social issue. So I feel like the next part of my career is to go to work for these 26-year-olds. And that's the end of my presentation. Fear less, love more. Something we say around the cottage sometimes. So we'll leave you with that. Thank you.
That's it for our coverage of Social Media Week. Tune in next week for our exclusive coverage of Creative Week, including the Creative Unconference and One Show Awards Ceremony.
Next week on the Buzz Bubble.